It's 4:04. Good afternoon. I'm Marshall Terry, 90.7 WFAE News. The Charlotte City Council has reached a tentative deal with the Carolina Panthers over improvements to Bank of America Stadium. The agreement includes a provision that ties the Panthers to Charlotte for 15 years. This deal was just announced within the last hour, and Julie Rose joins us now with more details. So, Julie, how much is the city committing to the Panthers, and who will be paying for all of this?
The city will be committing $143.75 million over 15 years. Now, that's a little bit more than what we had originally been talking about, the $125 million that had been rumored. But that's partly because in addition to the $125 million toward the stadium, which is about half of the renovation cost, the city is also going to be putting $1 million a year away over that period into a maintenance fund for the stadium. The Panthers will be doing the same, putting away some money like that as well. And who will be paying for it? Well, it's taxpayers. It's going to come right now. The proposal is for it to come out of the prepared food and beverage tax. So that's any restaurant meal, that kind of thing. It would be basically doubling that current tax.
Do we know how much exactly the Panthers are contributing?
We do. It comes out to about $96 million over 15 years. And then the city and the Panthers are going to ask the state to kick in $62 million.
So how much does this agreement change the relationship between the city and the Panthers?
What's interesting is that the Panthers have really kind of done their own thing. That it was the stadium was built basically by the Panthers with pretty minimal investment from the city and state initially. But now that the city is really going to be putting in quite a bit of money, and the state presumably as well, it's starting to look a little bit more like what you see in other cities, a public-private partnership. So, for example, the Panthers have long covered the cost of game day traffic control themselves. It's about $250,000 per game. Now the city is going to be paying for that instead. Also, the city is going to have free access to use the Panthers stadium for a couple of events every year free of charge, which is something it hasn't been able to do before.
And just quickly, challenges for the deal moving forward?
Legislative approval, first of all, of the tax increase, and secondly, getting that state money as well. The state leaders have been a little bit skeptical about wanting to put money into this.
Thanks. That's WFAE's Julie Rose. This is WFAE News.